Welcome, Nerds That Know. It's Bobby here with my incredible protege, the young Ella. And today we're going to be talking about Frozen 2. Ella has had the chance to go and see it. All right, Ella, what did you think?
I thought it was good at the same... I thought it was good, but at the same time, I wanted to cry towards the end.
Okay, so compare it to Frozen 1. Better, worse, same?
Is there... This was an entirely different story. This wasn't Elsa running away. This was Elsa going on an adventure with all her family. This was more than better. This was great.
Okay. What about the music?
The music that they chose fit the song, fit the themes better than the original, I would say. Not the original, the first one.
Okay.
Just like in my opinion.
Do you think we're going to have another Let It Go phenomenon?
I hope not. But in the movie, there's a little clip where she's in this river place thing where it shows her past, and one of the scenes is her singing Let It Go, and it's like 5 seconds long. And I thought it was so funny when she covered her face so she didn't look at it. And she thought it was embarrassing to see that.
Okay, so even Elsa is embarrassed of the fact that Let It Go has taken over the world.
Yes.
Okay, so without giving any spoilers, what's this movie about?
It's basically about Elsa going on this huge adventure to try and figure out... to try and find this noise or this voice that she's been hearing. Does that make sense? Finding out later that it's someone she was extremely close to.
Okay. So she gets to use her powers in new ways.
Yes. She finds out that she's something more than just Queen of Arendelle. She's something a lot bigger and stronger and kind of just...
Like super awesomely cool.
Like supernatural out of her range of powers that she had no idea about.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being do not go see this movie. Oh my God, you would be better off staying at home and watching the Weather Channel. 10 being go and see this movie as many times as possible. What would you give this movie?
I'd give it about a 10 for myself because it was a truly amazing movie. For others, I would also give it a 10. Because I just think that, especially for the people who love Disney and would just sit at home and watch Disney Plus continuously throughout the day, without stopping or having to go to work or doing any chores, which should definitely go see this, even if you want to kind of feel warm inside.
So you get all the feels from this movie?
It did, especially since... I thought it was a great upgrade from the first movie because after a few times of watching it, I know a lot of people, especially Disney lovers, have these movies in Disney that are just, I can't watch this again. The music and the
story.
The storyline is just annoying.
Yeah, your daddy started to feel that way about Little Mermaid after the 27th time your Aunt Cricket made him watch it.
Yes. So in the first movie, that little clip where they were trimming the ice made no sense to the entire movie. It didn't link to anything except Elsa's powers.
Right.
However, in the first movie, it had a clip just like that. But it linked to the entire movie.
You mean in the second movie?
In the second movie. In the second movie, it linked to the entire movie, not just one scene, not just half of the movie or just one person. It linked to the entire thing.
So you're saying this movie was much more dynamic?
Yes. It had better, dynamics and it had better choice of the scene in Frozen 2.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Now, as a girl who's not really into princesses.
No, I'm not into princesses anymore. Not as much.
You know, but you're into magic, and Olaf is, like, your favorite Disney character right
now. I love Olaf, and he's one of the reasons I almost cried.
Okay.
Movie.
Is it awesome because of Olaf? Is it awesome because of magic? Or is it awesome because of all of the different things combined?
I guess you could say all of it. And when Elsa goes to her journey, she links together everything. In the first part, there's a story that's told and a song that's sung. The song is later sung in the movie multiple times, but just tiny clips of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the story that is told by another person who she was very close, who Elsa and Anna were extremely close with, they tell them the story, and it links to what happens in the entire movie.
In the first one and the second one, or just the second one?
Just the second one.
Okay.
In the first one, it's just someone singing a song and breaking ice. Yeah. That's all it basically is.
So do you learn more about Anna and Kristoff in the second one too?
Yes. You find that they're in a much deeper relationship than you believe. Try not to give any spoilers.
It's okay. If you're going to give a spoiler, just yell taco and then say it anyway.
Okay.
It's a code word. It's cool.
I love tacos. Tacos are delicious.
You're weird.
Ow, my nose. You know, it. You learn a bit more about Kristoff. I think it's funny. I think it's funny when he sings a little song, Kristoff does, in the second movie. And his duet partner, Sven.
Mm-hmm.
If you watched the movie, if you'd had watched it, you'd know what I mean, because it was really funny. This is a little taco alert. Apparently, in this little thing here, in the little song, ow, my finger, in the little song, Sven, actually, in the reindeer that they have with them, actually sing along with Kristoff. Not just them making voices. It's them actually singing.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was funny. It was a big surprise.
Okay, so age range for people who should watch this movie. You went and saw this movie with 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 40-something-year-olds, 50-something-year-olds. Mom, Papa.
I thought Meemaw was...
Meemaw's in her 50s, Papa's in his 60s.
You said 41.
I said 40-somethings because didn't – no, I guess none of the parents went. So just 50-somethings, 60-somethings, teenagers and grade schoolers.
Grade schoolers, I think, start as time – like for you're never too young to watch Disney. That is a 100% true fact.
Okay.
Disney is family friendly for all ages. So honestly, I figured just waiting till the child is more mature enough to understand and know what they're meaning or what they're talking about. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, that hurts. Like what they're doing on, like what they're doing, what they're saying. I've honestly had really bad times when
experiences.
I can't talk today. With people who with people, with my little siblings and little brother. They were about 2 years old, my little brother, when we went to go see Finding Dory. He just wouldn't sit still. When we went to go see other movies with Scarlett, I don't know which one we went to go see, they just wouldn't sit still. So kids that are mature enough to know that, oh, this is a movie, this, it's sit down time, it's sit down, watch a movie time, is always good. I was kind of not very excited to see this movie because I was kind of getting annoyed with the first, I was annoyed with the first movie in the first place. And it just took an entire turn in the storyline.
Cool. So Frozen 2, two big thumbs up from Ella. Yes. Recommends everybody goes and sees it in the theater and then watches it constantly when it hits Disney Plus.
Yes.
All right. Ella, anything else you want to say to our Nerds That Know listeners?
Not really. I don't know. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope y'all had a good 2019. I hope 2020 is so much better than the past, decade, I guess we could say. And, I hope we...
To be back.
I hope to be back on the podcast once again someday soon.
All right. And on that note, everyone, Frozen 2, go check it out. Thank you, Ella, for giving us your insight on this movie.
If you don't have Disney Plus, it's a 100% recommend. Go pay for it.
All right. So big plug for Disney Plus and Frozen 2. Thanks, Ella. This is Bobby, and we are the Nerds That Know.